just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, like I am, you know there are 12 original Hooters locations to serve you, including their newest location in Odessa, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway for easy online ordering. Visit originalhooters.com if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford, huge supporters of our friend Ira Kaufman and JoeBucksFan.com. Bill Curry Ford has hosted the last two Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft nights and writes the checks for $1,000 to the winners of every podcast league. Keep in mind, this question comes up every year. There is no entry fee to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. Email is ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. The bye week started last week. This is episode 37, by the way, of season 6. The bye week started last week. It was just a small prep for a much bigger bye week, more impactful, more teams in week 7. It hits hard near the end of the season, week 12, week 13. There will even be bye weeks week 14. So there's no escaping somewhere in the regular season, or for those of you that still do a 13-week regular season, the first week of your playoffs, you may be without a player. All right, just reviewing by week, top 10-ish players at my three key positions, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, flex, and also running back. Last night, recording this on Tuesday morning, last night you got the QB1 of the week against the RB1 of the week, and in the end, the RB1 of the week wins. Josh Allen, QB1 for week 6. Derrick Henry, whew, wow. I had a major comeback in my foundation league. And my friend who I was playing against, who was up so far against me, but sitting in the clubhouse going into Monday, watching and betting on the game in Las Vegas, it's like a slow water torture as Derrick Henry brought me from behind to win me the game, and I maintain first place in the Foundation League. I was in first place in our NFL Podcast League. I lost by, I was going to say the slimmest of margins, but I believe in the Podcast League, the NFL Podcast League, there were three games decided by 3 points or less than that. And I can't wait to hear from Ira Kaufman, because Ira lost his game to Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer Dave Wirth by 2 passing yards. That's it. That was the difference in one of our games this week. So even though I lost to Louie by just over a point, so if Lamar Jackson doesn't throw that second interception, if DJ Moore doesn't fumble, I believe Khalil Herbert had a touchdown run or something taken off the board. Any of that involving 2 points and I win. If Kareem Hunt stays healthy, didn't happen. That's fantasy football. But the flip side was Derrick Henry rallied me from what otherwise would seem like an insurmountable deficit, and I maintained first place in the Foundation League. But yeah, three games in the NFL Podcast League this week decided by 3 points or less. Dave Wirth beat Ira Kaufman by 2 passing yards, the equivalent of 2 passing yards. So Josh Allen was QB1 for the week. Kirk Cousins was QB2. and Dalvin Cook played. Kyler Murray back up to QB3 for the week. Then Hurts, Prescott, Stafford, Rodgers. He always likes getting those rushing touchdowns against the Bears. Notice that? Joe Burrow got into the top 10. Mahomes, bottom part of the top 10. Carr was 10th. Tua was 11th in a Dolphins loss to the Jaguars. Let's just go to the RBs. Henry, top Taylor. Taylor was 1 going into Monday night. Taylor finishes the week RB2. Then Fournette, then Henderson. Mixon wondered about his health going into this week. Looks fully healthy or playing through it. Mixon RB5. Then Darrell Williams of the Chiefs got in the end zone twice. Very TD dependent. Followed by Dalvin Cook. Quality RB7 performance for Cook. Now he gets a bye week. Then Kenyon Drake vultured 2 touchdowns from Josh Jacobs. We got our first sign of the Raider offense with no John Gruden. Damian Harris, very strong game for the Patriots against the Cowboys. There was Herbert. Talked about him last week. I picked him up and I started him. I know the Bears had nobody else, but he's earning consistent playing time. He was RB10, then Aaron Jones just outside the top 10. The wide receiver slash tight ends for the week, based on my 21st century standard scoring settings, CeeDee Lamb number 1, Cooper Kupp 2. Man, it seems like every week, other than maybe one a month, Cooper Kupp is number 1 or number 2. Donovan Peoples-Jones, much like David Njoku last week, you're chasing points if you try to jump on that on the waiver wire, even with the Browns without their top 2 running backs. I don't know if Chubb can go this week. It's too early to tell. But DPJ caught a Hail Mary. That gets him to basically wide receiver 3. Callaway caught a Hail Mary. Last week got him in the top 10. Granted, we didn't have a follow-up because Saints didn't play last week. Waddle. Wow. We've mentioned a couple of Dolphins already in this segment. Waddle had 2 touchdowns for the Dolphins in their loss to the Jaguars. Thielen was wide receiver 5. Hopkins, wide receiver 6. 2 touchdowns there. Marvin Jones, wide receiver 7. Noah Fant, top tight end. Followed by Ruggs. And then Sutton, a couple of Broncos. And I've sensed a lot of conversation about Patrick for Denver as well. We haven't heard much consistently from any Bronco this year. Remember, Melvin Gordon had the big week 1. Nothing really since. So everything seems to be really up and down as it relates to Denver. They're not much of a fantasy team through 6 weeks in terms of consistency. All right, for the season, and I'm still doing total points, so this kind of downgrades Kamara and Cordarrelle and Debo, and it shouldn't, but considering only 4 teams were off last week and the Jets being the other, this is still total points. Next week, I'll go to average when looking at season numbers. So that takes the bye week effect out of it. But just, I'm acknowledging that these numbers, Kamara, Cordarrelle, Debo, are docked just because they're 1 game less. So acknowledge that. Derrick Henry is overall number 1 now. Overall number 1. I told you, he's an alien. He's the throwback. He's the reason PPR was invented. There are no others like him. If you, like 4 others in the NFL Podcast League, passed on Derrick Henry, and I'm even putting those of you that took McCaffrey number 1 now, shame on you. Why? Why did you pass on him? Derrick Henry has touched the ball 178 times, not including a successful 2-point conversion. He has 154.1 points on the season in my 21st century standard scoring settings. And he's the reason the Titans won a very entertaining game, not so much for Bills fans, last night in Nashville between the Titans and the Bills. 154.1. Henry is not only RB1, he's overall 1. The next 10 plus names are quarterbacks. That's what Derrick Henry is doing. I even texted Gil Alexander, who I make weekly appearances with on a numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network out of Las Vegas. On that one 76-yard touchdown run, if that had been Derrick Henry's only touch of the game, he would finish the week RB15. One play. He's essentially doing what Tyreek Hill does at wide receiver. One play can justify him being in the lineup because he's that explosive. But then he wears down teams and he gets the tough yards close, which the Bills didn't get with the Josh Allen sneak. So Henry overall number one. But yeah, the next 10 plus guys are quarterbacks. That's how valuable Derrick Henry is. Told you to be patient on Josh Allen. Those of you that drafted him as the second quarterback off the board, maybe used a second round pick on him and you were very unhappy with him through 2 weeks, maybe even through 5 weeks. He's now QB1 for the season. QB1, overall 2. The rest of the quarterbacks based on season numbers. Mahomes, QB2, Brady, QB3, Hurts back up to QB4, even a losing effort, one-man show. Kyler Murray, QB5, Lamar Jackson, QB6. Lamar Jackson getting a lot of credit for what he's doing. It didn't translate to a great fantasy game. I was a victim of that in one league. Granted, the two interceptions essentially cost me the win. But Jackson leading that Ravens offense right now, their record says they're the best team in the AFC. Are they the team to beat to go to the Super Bowl? I don't know. Because we still haven't seen Lamar Jackson do it in the playoffs. Justin Herbert, all those top five Chargers had a bad game in a flop at Baltimore. Just didn't have it. So Herbert drops to QB7, Stafford's QB8, Prescott QB9, Kirk Cousins up to QB10. Four of the top 10 quarterbacks in fantasy this week are on bye. It's a big backup quarterback week or plug and play off the waiver wire. Allen, Herbert, Prescott, Cousins all on bye this week. At wide receiver slash tight end, Cooper Kupp, number one overall. Stafford using him. Why not? Good connection there. Those of you that drafted Cooper Kupp, what? I'm going to say fourth, fifth round. Beautiful pick. Wish I had him. I heard his name go off the board in both of my leagues and thought, damn. But I went early with wide receiver. And I don't know. You can tell me if you own Kupp and went with him in round two or even round three, let me know. Maybe round three. I know in my leagues he was round four, round five. And I already had two wide receivers. So at that point, it's like, okay, now I do need to get some running backs. So it's Kupp, then Hill. Williams drops down to three off this week. Jamar Chase up to four. Again, the downfield passing plays and the scoring plays from Joe Burrow are going to Jamar Chase. Higgins and Boyd are no factor fantasy-wise right now. None. Hollywood Brown. And we still bring up the drops in the Detroit game. But Hollywood Brown is wide receiver 5. A lot like Jamar Chase. A lot of big plays there. I think Brown with more receptions, though. Debo down to 6. He still is more like wide receiver 3 or 4. He was wide receiver 3 before the Niners were on a bye week. Adams wide receiver 7 for the Packers. Lamb up to wide receiver 8 off this week with the game winner against the Patriots. Let me say one thing about the Patriots. I may do a Toddcast on this. I've heard a lot of praise for Mac Jones and the Patriots off their losses to the Bucs and the Cowboys. I'm reminding myself and all of you of something that always rings true in sports. The more close games you lose, the more close games you're going to lose. Now, there's no reason then or now, Mac Jones was the fifth quarterback taken in this draft. No good reason. There are at least 1 to 3 whiffs out there of teams that took someone other than Mac Jones after Trevor Lawrence was selected. Yeah. 1 to 3 of those are blatant whiffs, and I'll say it already. But I don't buy that what the Patriots are doing should be praised. I don't know that the Patriots know how to win without Tom Brady. The Bucs sure do. DK Metcalf, wide receiver 9, he got a lot of flack for not getting out of bounds. And then the refs, you can't stop the game in that spot. You can't stop the game. If nothing else, let the game play out, and then at 0, go back and take a look. And if you miss something, put time on the clock. But you can't stop the clock there. And DeAndre Hopkins up to wide receiver 10. Of note, Kelsey is the top tight end. He would be wide receiver / tight end 11. So he's in his spot as the top tight end. Running back, Derrick Henry's 178 touches plus a 2-point conversion have him number 1 by 52.3 points. 52.3 over Austin Eckler, who sits out this week and had a bad game just like all the Chargers. Then Zeke, also out this week, RB3. Taylor up to RB4. Jones, RB5. James Robinson off this week. Jags coming home from London. James Robinson up to RB6. Najee Harris, total workhorse for the Steelers. RB7, off this week. Kareem Hunt, out. That hurts me so badly. Yeah. With what I did drafting wide receivers and running backs early, I knew I had to hit on my first running back off the board, and it was Hunt. And I hit on it, and now he's out. So I have some work to do. Hunt goes RB8 to the IR for minimum 3 weeks. Mixon RB9, Henderson RB10. All right, email me any of your bye week questions, starting lineup questions. Remember, I don't pick your starters. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what your choices are. I want to know where your mind is at, and then I'll give you a second opinion and you make your own decision. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.